Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Tuesday afternoon here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, the college football playoff rankings are going to come out tonight.
Who's going to be
probably
who's
going to
be mad tonight?
Who is going to be mad?
ACC fans.
If A&M drops a spot because they kind of messed around with South Carolina, maybe their fans will be mad. I wouldn't be. Georgia beat the brakes off Texas, and they were right behind you. So probably them. Yeah, probably ACC fans because every ACC school is being ranked fairly low. And then maybe a non James Madison smaller conference team.
You think
because
so?
James Madison might be the highest ranked group of five team.
Okay.
Well, they won 58-7 on Saturday. So they handled their business.
I think everybody's gonna be mad about where Alabama's ranked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they'll still be pretty high.
Yeah. I think that'd be the one how mad people will be at Alabama ranked.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
But they played a close game against a good team.
They did. Like, they did. And you know, they dropped to 10.
In the AP?
Yeah, I think that's where it was.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that feels about right to me. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, people will be mad. Good thing is there's a whole bunch more football games to be played to decide some things. Now, we got the question yesterday on the, I don't know, it was an AMA or one of the few other segments we were taking calls about the Falcons, but somebody asked us about SEC championship game scenarios.
Okay.
I tried to figure it out.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it is complicated.
Okay.
It is complicated to find out who is going to play in the SEC championship game. Here's what I know. Georgia's done playing SEC games.
Yes, they are.
And they need a little bit of help, but they did what they could do. They went 7-1 in the SEC, and if some stuff breaks their way on Saturday, then they'll play in the SEC championship game. But there's all kinds of, like, A&M, Ole Miss still has a path to get in, Alabama, obviously, Georgia, obviously. Like, there's a number of different matchups that could happen in the SEC championship game. We'll all find out together on Saturday.
How about that?
Yeah. Because I was like, I was reading through all of them, and I was like, all right, so this team gets in if this team gets in. But then there's a three-way tie because this team doesn't have a head-to-head. And I was like, this would be impossible for me to explain articulately on the radio.
Yeah.
So what I would encourage you to do is
wait.
Wait. Or if you really want to know, Google SEC championship game scenarios. And you read all those little bullet point blurbs that they were writing through. Because I just didn't, it's very complicated.
Yeah, I mean, all right. You know, Georgia still has an opportunity. I kind of figured that out, but didn't know the necessary arrangements or whatever because I have a feeling that it's going to come down to the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl.
Yeah, and then Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah, so I'd say Egg Bowl, didn't I? Yeah, in Texas. Thank you. What do they call that something?
I don't know. They should.
Those three games like that. Yeah. And then you got a situation where.
And that's not, you know what? That's not even this weekend. Texas plays Arkansas this weekend.
That's right, because
Texas A&M's not for a couple weeks.
They always play the same weekend as Georgia Tech play.
Right.
And so, but yeah, okay. I mean, if you're Georgia, are you relying? Well, hold on. Where's the Iron Bowl at?
I believe it's in Auburn, which is where crazy things happen.
What time of day?
That's an important question.
Yeah, what time of day is the Iron Bowl?
Okay. Because it's a night game at Jordan-Hare.
Oh, hell.
Uh-oh. Crazy things happen.
Oh, hell.
Especially in that game.
Yes.
Like, in general, crazy things happen.
Yes.
Georgia's been victim to it. There's been all kinds of different.
Yes.
But Alabama, I mean, some of the craziest moments in college football history have happened.
Night game
Iron Bowls.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think, you know, Georgia, like you said, they did everything they could do. They had the one slip up and things like that. And we always talk about the meaning of what the SEC championship game is and all those different things. Does it count? Does it matter? And all those different things. I don't believe that. I know the man who coaches my school doesn't believe that.
Yeah.
But
and I'm of the same opinion.
Like, yeah, because
if they're giving out a trophy for something,
I
want my football team to win it.
Yeah.
They play in the SEC and that conference has a championship game. And I'd like my team to take that trophy back to their football facility and put it on a shelf right next to the national championship trophy that I'd like them to win about a month after that.
Exactly.
And really,
you know,
the problem is that there is a counter argument, and I think that's a problem for college
and
football.
Ohio State,
and I think that they will fix it.
And Ohio State's a poster child for this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And if we get 4 or 5 years into this thing and they haven't changed the format yet, and it's non-conference champions that are continuing to benefit by getting the home game and then going on through the playoff and winning, then maybe that'll speed things up. I don't know. I know that there's so much money to be made from the conference championship game broadcasts anyway that, you know, there's not going to be a huge rush. Now, I don't care about that because I don't get any of the money.
Right.
I still want my team to win the conference championship just because in my mind as a fan – That's always been an important thing. I do think, though, that with an extra conference game, which is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to play 9 conference games.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely an expansion of the playoff to 16. That 16, that first round, could replace championship weekend if they decided to go that route. Because I'm always kind of two minds with it. It's like, look, if there's a championship my team can win, I want them to win it. And secondly, I want as many games as possible to watch. Like, I want my team to – we wait all year for the games.
Right.
What am I going to – I'm going to advocate for my team playing less? Am I stupid?
No.
Wait till March. Then you're going to want your team to play so bad and you're going to be like – so. But that would be a replacement for that. So, and you might get 2 more home games, potentially, if that's what they do with the playoffs. So – I wouldn't have a problem if they switched it in the first place, but where I stand right now is right next to you.
Yeah.
I want my team to win the conference championship.
Yeah, man. And I think, as we were talking about the coaching news, obviously Lane Kiffin's on TV now talking, and they kind of giving them an ultimatum by the Egg Bowl. They want a decision. I just don't understand, like, what is he looking for that he can't get? I mean, I know in, you know, people, you put LSU and you put Florida probably above Ole Miss then. But what can he get now? What can't he get now that he can get there? You know what I mean? And we talk about the chaos at LSU. This man lives in chaos.
He loves.
He's a damn troll.
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah. He's a damn troll. That's my.
That only chaos might be attracting him.
Yes. Yeah. He's a damn troll. Like, he has his star quarterback in the room with him now. I mean, his running back in the room with. Like, this is stuff that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, knowing the fact that he has these people, this Ole Miss administration by the nuts. You know, you're playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Yeah, and he is.
And he loves it.
And that's the thing.
And he loves it.
And that's why I love that Ole Miss gave him the deadline.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, cool. We would love to have you stay.
Yeah, but stop playing around with us.
Yeah, just make your mind up.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting out all this crap and going on visits to all these different schools. If you're going to go there, then take the job.
Does that happen?
And go.
Does that happen?
What?
Do coaches visit teams while they're still coaching?
Honestly.
Even on a bye week?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a great frame of reference for it in college. I mean, it has to have happened.
Has
to have happened.
Like, I'm not,
because teams have left jobs to go in conference to other jobs immediately when the season's over.
Yeah,
so they've interviewed with them.
Yeah, but like
we just have better tracking technology.
But that's my
now.
Thing right there is I'm so curious, like, does that happen more often with head coaches that, like, I know it might happen with assistants.
And
like,
it certainly happens in the NFL with assistants.
Yeah, with assistants, but like, you're a sitting head coach at a program. It's a bye week, and you go visit other programs.
Yeah, I know. That's a tough one for me if I'm one of the money men at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, in my mind, I just gave the program $5 million this year and last year and all that. I think this program is just as capable as these other ones.
And you know they do.
Right now.
Like, look where we are right now. Look where they are.
So how are you going to then do all this stuff and then come back and ask me for $5 million more dollars. Yeah. You got to get out. You got to go. And that's why I like that they gave the deadline of like, all right, look, man, we got a game against Mississippi State. It's our rivalry game.
Yep.
You got to choose by then. Now, my thing is, what if he doesn't? What if he hasn't chosen by
I don't know. Would they go?
Are they going to tell him to kick rocks?
Like, this is the dude that's been fired on tarmac before. This is the dude that I don't know how.
That was for losing.
And how he got out of the Tennessee. And then he goes to he goes to Oakland. And for still reasons that I don't know. Now, I know why Pete Carroll kind of pawned him off on Al Davis. Everybody knows the story. He wanted Sark as his OC and all. He thought Sark, and he thought Lane was just who he is because he was a freaking brat. Mm-hmm. So he sends him out there, and then Al Davis says, I was conned. Because he was conned by Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this Lane guy. Oh, he's it. He's the it guy that young and coming. He reminds me of John Gruden.
Then why don't you want him?
Yeah, he reminds me of John. He reminds me
Wouldn't
of John.
Wouldn't that have been a natural question? No, why
not,
don't you want
not
him?
Not for Al. Because he would have been like, because Al Davis hated the fact that he let John Gruden go. He hates that
so
fact.
That's how he sold him.
Yes.
Got it.
And that's what Pete did. Pete sold him.
He took advantage of an old man.
Yep.
That's not nice.
Pete sold him on that.
That's not nice.
Yeah, man.
I just do it. It's going to be really ugly if, like, the worst case scenario plays out and he does take one of these other jobs and then leaves.
Yep.
Like, Ole Miss is good. They're a good football team. They've lost one game, and it was to Georgia, who's a really good football team. Like, they're having the best season they've had,
yep,
I don't know since when. They're going to go to the playoff,
yes,
unless they, you know, mess around with all this distraction stuff and lose to Mississippi State or whatever, and even still they might go to the playoff. Like, they're going to the goal at the beginning of the year is to be one of those 12 teams. Like, you're gonna leave in the middle of that?
He said there is no ultimatum. That's absolutely not true. Then what do you call it?
What, it's a deadline?
It's a deadline? Like,
strong suggestion.
Like, yeah. Like, what the hell, Lane? Because again,
ultimatums in relationships are always the end.
Oh yeah, dog.
Always the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's your girlfriend, wife, or
lawn man,
head coach. Yeah, exactly.
Lawn guy,
plumber. Ultimatums. Might as well just call it.
It don't matter. But I just like, I'm trying to think. As a sitting head coach, got on a plane to go see other jobs. Out in the open.
Right.
Now, I could have been some back channeling.
Right.
I'm sure it's back channeling and everything like that.
Back channeling has happened.
But like,
Tommy Tuberville left Ole Miss to go to Auburn.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, back channeled his way into that job. I mean, he said, the only way I'm leaving Oxford's in a pine box. And then 48 hours later, left Oxford.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not I'm dead.
Even in a pine box.
Not dead. Still alive.
If we were so lucky. this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. Don't forget, if you're going to Zuka Pizza, kids eat free tonight.
Kids eat free tonight, baby.
As they get you ready for Thursday night football while enjoying Miller Lite specials, Dukes and Bell, Thursday, 2-6. Live at Zuka Pizza in Smyrna.
Or it might be Wednesday, but I'll look it up. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday, but there's definitely a Kids Eat Free Night at Zuka, and it's really good food, too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.